God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things.
Greetings, dear friends. This is Pastor Larry. Here are those who ask, where is the promise of His coming? That's a question found in 2 Peter 3 and verse 4. We are told to be patient. God is not bound by time the way we are. As we wait and serve the Lord, it is important that our hearts are prepared. The Apostle Paul said, "And herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men." After Adam and Eve sinned, they ran and hid from God. Sometimes we do the same thing. We shouldn't. We should invite the close scrutiny of the Heavenly Father. In Psalm 139, at the very end, the psalmist prays, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me." Are you and I doing that in our lives? We don't have to be afraid of God because He already knows everything about us. Sometimes I find that I have a bad attitude. Does that ever happen to you? But the best thing to do is to pray to the Lord and say, "Lord, I don't know why I have this bad attitude. I don't know what the root of it is, but search me and show me what you find in Jesus' name. Amen." You know, we don't want to be like the cockroach that hides in the darkness, like in the dark recesses of our closets and maybe under the sink. God loves His children. What's in your heart doesn't surprise Him. He invites us to confess and to come clean. 1 John 1 verse 9 says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." One of our favorite guests is Pastor Billy Crone from Las Vegas, Nevada. He's doing a great job out there, and he's got quite a, what should I say, a very discerning church, because he is a discerning pastor, and he preaches the truth, the whole counsel of God. And I really appreciate Billy Crone. He's doing a series on world religions and cults and the occult. And we have for this program and the next and the one after that, we're going to be talking about witchcraft and the rise of Wicca. And a lot of people think that witchcraft is gone and it's dead as a dodo. No, if you know anything about our society, everything that was evil and bad in past times, it's alive and doing well right now. So we need the power of God and insight from men like Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Billy, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Spargimino. It's always great to be on.
Well, now tell me that witchcraft is dead and doesn't exist.
Well, I'd love to, but I'd be a liar, and I'm not supposed to do that as a Christian.
Well, fill us in then on all the details.
Well, on the one hand, if you're a Christian, you're reading the Bible, which I highly recommend, you're going to see that even though it's unfortunate news, it shouldn't catch you off guard, because the Bible is very clear that this is specifically something, unfortunately, that would appear on the planet on a massive global scale in the seven-year tribulation. And we're not in the seven-year tribulation. We leave it the rapture prior to the seven-year tribulation. But we certainly see the lead up to that, including the rise of witchcraft during that time frame. That's Revelation chapter 9 clearly says that. I'll quote that. Verse 20 says, "The rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues still did not repent of the work of their hands. And they did not stop worshiping demons and idols of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood, idols that cannot see or hear or walk. And they did not repent of their murders, their magic arts, their sexual immorality, or their thefts." Now, magic arts there, some of the translations also would just flat out say sorcery or witchcraft, and that's spot on, because it's the word pharmakeia, where we get our word pharmacy from, which you go to the pharmacy to get drugs. And it doesn't just entail there be a rise of drug usage, and that's a whole other issue, and that's happening too, but it's drug usage as fostered by the dark arts, because if you understand the occult, including witchcraft, drug usage is a part of their paraphernalia and their rituals. And so that's why, rightly so, some translations say they wouldn't repent of their sorcery or witchcraft. And so the Bible tells us in the seven-year tribulation, why are these people's hearts so hard? Why do they still refuse to repent? I mean, you'd think that the sealed judgments would get their attention. And now we're talking in Revelation 9, the trumpet judgments, and they're still not responding to God's mercy. And why? Well, believe it or not, part of that hardness is due to a global massive rise of witchcraft, and that is going on, Dr. Spargimino, on a massive scale. Now, to give you a contrast, you're thinking, well, I've never heard about this, you know, in my church or the media. Well, it's because you're probably sitting in one of those churches that are lying to you. And I'll just say that. They're lying to you. And you're not getting taught the Word of God. You're getting the cherry-picking version of Word of God, which you're not supposed to do. You're supposed to teach the whole counsel of God. And let me give you an example. Not only when is the last time you heard from the pulpit or even a Sunday school class messages, a study on Bible prophecy, which, by the way, that's one-third of the Bible, so take that out. When's the last time you heard a message on hell? When's the last time you heard a message on God's wrath? When's the last time you heard a message on sin or backsliding or the need for obedience? You know, good classic Bible biblical messages, which, by the way, all of God's Word is good for us, right? Now, add to that, so how much is left of the Bible? And then add to that, when's the last time you had they even talk about witchcraft or the occult or demons or Satan or the things that go on in the occult, which is all over the Bible, Old and New Testament, right? And so I jokingly say, basically, if that's you and you're going to churches, all you got left in the Bible that apparently they're picking from is the tables of weights and measures at the very back. Maybe the dictionary, too. I don't know. But we laugh about it, but it's so true. In fact, I'll give you an example of just how far the church is turning away from the Bible, which, by the way, is a Bible prophecy sign. And at first I heard this, Dr. Spargimino, I thought it was a joke. But sure enough, I did the research, and it's an actual commercial on major primetime television. And it is a commercial from Joel Osteen, and he is selling the Joel Osteen Inspirational Cube for, quote, the church. And you know what it is? It's this little cube full of pre-programmed sayings, not even from the Bible. It's sayings from Joel Osteen, a man, right? And that the Christian pushes every, you know, when you need a word of encouragement, don't turn to the Bible, push the Joel Osteen Inspirational Cube, and you're good to go. My point is, I bring this up, that's what the church is doing, while witchcraft, the occult, is on the rise, and I'm telling you, on a massive scale. We shouldn't be surprised if you read the Bible, but most people aren't being taught the Bible. Now, let me give you one of the reasons why, real quick. Why is witchcraft on the rise, like God said would happen in the last days? Well, part of it is it's being promoted. Two things are happening at the same time, Dr. Spargimino. The church is keeping their mouth shut on it, which means these guys are having a heyday. They're having a free ride. They're infiltrating virtually every sector of society with no resistance from those who should be resisting, i.e. the Christian. But it's being promoted on a massive, massive scale in many different ways. I'm just going to hit some highlights here. And we demonstrate all this in a huge way, video clips, evidence straight out of the witch's mouth, the whole nine yards. But the first one, the big one, they come into the radar, and they relabel themselves. First of all, Wicca. A lot of people have heard of Wicca. Oh, yeah, I know my niece is into Wicca. I've heard a lot of kids in school, they're doing Wicca. No, that's witchcraft. In fact, if anybody tells you Wicca, including those involved in it, is not witchcraft, they're lying to you. Because the very word Wicca is the old English word that means witch. So the word itself means witch. It's crazy. But anyway, so all they've done, Dr. Spargimino, is relabel witchcraft with a new term called Wicca, and then people are eating it up right and left. And so they not only relabel the term, and now they're going crazy with it, but they've also done it in movements. And the movements tell you, oh, we're here about something, this one thing, but really they're really there to promote and get you involved in witchcraft. And the first one we expose is feminism. Most people who have not done their homework, not only has feminism crept in the world, but it's crept in the church, but the founders of feminism were witches, and we expose all this. In fact, in Wicca, in witchcraft, there's a whole brand of witchcraft called Dianic Wicca, and it's all about feminism. In fact, that's what they promote. And so we also promote that the modern, quote, feminist movement that's even come into the church is really a smokescreen to seduce ladies into girl power. It's not about equal rights, equal pay. It's about getting you involved in witchcraft and replacing the, quote, image of the patriarchal god, a male god, to a female god. Okay, is what they're promoting. Now, another one that they're doing, too, is the environmental movement. Now, I'm not here to, like, yes, let's go throw toxic sludge into the rivers and party. Nobody's for that. But you don't put creation above man, right? and managed to be a wise steward. But the environmental movement is a smokescreen, and we expose that. Because people say, well, I went to this, you know, Wicked Coven thing, and it was great. We were out in nature, and it was the trees, and I felt so close to Nathan. It's a smokescreen, and we expose it. They're there for those people who got snookered into saying, we're going to save the planet, and we're going to get involved in environmentalism. And no, they're pulling you into witchcraft, Wicca. Oh, and I like to say this, by the way, you're not going to save the planet. Wait to see what God does with it after 7-year tribulation. It's going to be thrashed. Okay, so no amount of what, so give it up. Do something more worthwhile, like proclaim Jesus Christ. But again, on the other side, God is the one who created this planet, and he's going to renovate the planet after the 7-year tribulation into Garden of Eden-like conditions in the millennial kingdom. That's the one you want to be a part of. But the environmental movement is pulling people in. Also, the secular school system, right? And boy, we go down deep on this one, right? You think you're sending your kids to school for reading, writing, arithmetic? Are you kidding me? They're not just being re-educated to hate America and to hate Christians and the Bible and God and Jesus Christ, but anything goes, and we document this. They're teaching people witchcraft, all kinds of occult techniques in school, not to mention some of the other immoral things as well. So the schools are indoctrinating kids into witchcraft and things of that nature. Music industry, man, this is huge. Boy, I was blown away. Most people don't realize, and having, you know, been there, done that, come out of that kind of stuff before I got saved in the music industry, but it's full of the occult. And it isn't just, you know, Satan worship and, you know, and all those heavy metal people. I'm talking about every genre you can think of. And one of the big ones in the music industry they're promoting is witchcraft. And in fact, you could check this out. They're still on tape, and they admit it on tape. People like Beyonce admits that who gives her power is her spirit demon who possesses her when she starts to perform, and she calls it Sasha. And I think she even has another one. Another popular rap artist, Azalea Banks. We got her on tape not only admitting that she's a witch and came from a family of witches, her mom was a witch, but she purposely uses her social media accounts to indoctrinate her followers into witchcraft, a particular brand of Latin American witchcraft called Bruxeria. And she even shows them that doing the rituals and all that stuff. So, again, the music is a smokescreen to get people involved in witchcraft. The media is huge. I mean, we demonstrate this, the Harry Potter series, right? The adults don't want to admit this, that it really indoctrinates your kids into witchcraft, but the kids are honest, and we quote the kids, you know, like 7-year-olds to, you know, 14-year-olds, and they say, yeah, I want to be like Harry Potter. I want to put curses on my teacher, or those people that made fun of me in school, or I want to drink blood like Voldemort and all that stuff. It's like, what? You know, and people say, well, it's good for my kids because it helps them read. Hey, why have them read books about witchcraft? How about Sea Spot Run? You know, what was wrong with that book? That worked good for many years. Why do you have to? Anyway, so, and then, by the way, to tell you the global influence of that franchise, back in 2016, so this is in 2016, the Harry Potter franchise was already worth $25 billion. Not million, $25 billion. And so that's influencing people, including kids, in witchcraft. We also deal with, speaking of media, we deal with the aspect of how cartoons are huge. And they're just flat out, many of the cartoons are just coming out blatantly with just witchcraft rituals and whatever, and including Disney. We call Disney out on a multitude of levels. In fact, one of their latest ones, if you want to check it out, folks, I'm not making this up, it's called Owl House. Okay, an Owl House is just flat out indoctrination that, if in fact, they weave it this way. If you're having trouble at home, and what kid isn't today, typically, right? Especially in the non-Christian homes. And they say, well, turn to the witchcraft. I mean, that's really what the whole thing is all about, is blatant witchcraft. So you can check that out. Not only that, but people, idols, you know, people worship sports figures and things of that nature. Hollywood gets into it. I don't have time to rip through all the Hollywood movies out there that's promoting. I'll use the word, it's satanic, folks. The movies out there that's indoctrinating people, getting their minds into witchcraft. But is even so, you know, people that people look up to. Let me give you one example, okay? And here's a current item for you. I made it to the Super Bowl again, Tom Brady. Tom Brady, and we have the actual interview on tape. Tom Brady, sorry for you Brady fans out there, his wife is a witch. And he attributes his success over the years to his wife and her witchcraft rituals. Now, let me quote. Here's what he says, and again, you can see the video if you get the DVDs with your own eyes. He says, his wife, she always makes a little altar for me at the game because she just wills it so much. So she put together a little altar for me, and I can bring with pictures of my kids, and I have these little special stones and healing stones and protection stones. She has me wear a necklace and take these drops that she makes, and I say all these mantras. And he said, quote, "I stopped questioning her a long time ago. I just listened. At first, I was like, this is kind of crazy. But then about 4 years ago, we were playing the Seahawks, and she said, you better listen to me. This is your year, but this is all the things you're going to have to do to win it. And I did all those things, and he says, you know, it worked. It was pretty good. He said, then in 2015, it was about early January, and she said, you know how much I love you. And Tom Brady says, yeah, to his wife. And she said, I just want to let you know this is not going to be your year. And, of course, we lost. And then I said to her, well, what's 2016 look like? She said, well, 2016 is going to be your year. So it was early January, and I said, babe, I'm asking, do we have a chance? And she said, yeah, but you're going to have to do a lot of the work, and you're really going to have to listen to me. So he says, man, I listened to her. Listen to this. He says, and right after the game, she said, quote, see, I did a lot of work. You do your work, I do mine. She said, listen to this. You're lucky you married a witch. I'm just a good witch, which is another lie, right? They want to say, well, I'm just into the white witchcraft or the white magic. I'm not in the black magic. No, white, black, green, purple, I don't care what color you put on it. It's all the occult. And it's indoctrinating people across the world on a massive scale while the church is seriously distracted and keeping their mouth shut.
Very sad, and I really can understand why kids today, they think it'd be a good thing to be a socialist. You know, socialism sounds so good. Feminism, witchcraft, you know, the pictures, the images, oh, we're just innocent, you know, barefooted, tiptoeing through the grass kind of thing. Well, Billy, this is very eye-opening, and we are going to have you come back for another program. You're always so popular. Your material is really excellent, I must say that. So, Matthew, please come to the mic and tell our listeners how they can get this really good instructive material. It's an eye-opener on witchcraft.
Thank you, Pastor Larry. Our special offer today are the new books and DVDs by Billy Crone titled Witchcraft and the Rise of Wicca, Volumes 1 and 2. You can get both of these fascinating books for a gift of $45 if you live in the United States and $75 if you live in Canada. To place your order, just call our toll-free number 1-800-652-1144. If you'd rather write and place your order, the address is Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And you can order these great resources on our website at swrc.com. We also have the DVDs with the same name, Witchcraft and the Rise of Wicca. 10 DVDs in the set with the same great information as the books. Yours for a gift of $45. Better yet, get both books and the DVDs for a gift of $80. Call now 1-800-652-1144. Write to us at Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And visit our website at swrc.com. Here again is Pastor Larry.
Almighty God and the world do agree on one thing. Religious hypocrisy is ugly, disgraceful, and tends to make one want to spit. How many times have we heard someone say to us, I don't go to church because there are too many hypocrites there, or I don't go to church because I've already been there.
The Pharisees, with whom Jesus frequently sparred, were adept at finding what seemed to be loopholes in the Bible to excuse certain areas of disobedience and to make their religious hypocrisy more glaring. Whereas the commandment says, honor thy father and mother, the Pharisees said that money that should have been given to parents could be delivered to the synagogue. In Matthew 15, Jesus pointed out that they break the commandment of God for the sake of their religious traditions. The Pharisees reasoned, my parents don't need the money, but the synagogue does.
Judaism has its religious hypocrisy, but so does Islam. According to a 2009 interview in the Jerusalem Post with a former Iranian Islamic militia member, quote, in the Islamic Republic, it is illegal to execute a young woman regardless of her crime if she is a virgin. Therefore, a wedding ceremony is conducted the night before her execution. The young woman is forced to submit sexually to the Iranian prison guard. In other words, she is raped in the name of righteousness, so she can be legally executed under Iranian Sharia law.
What about, quote, Christian hypocrisy, close quotes? Is it far more egregious than all the other hypocritical words and deeds? It drags Jesus through the mud of confusion and hard feelings. Dr. Michael Brown says hypocrisy was exhibited during the storming of the U.S. Capitol by the now famous horn-wearing man known as QAnon Shaman. A group of rioters had made their way onto the floor of the Senate, standing triumphantly behind the very area where our elected officials have stood. Quote, they were flagrant lawbreakers. They brought disgrace to our nation, and they endangered the lives of our political leaders, close quotes. These same people stopped for a word of prayer. They lifted up their voices in Jesus' name and made intercession for America.
But, says Brown, it got worse and more comically absurd. The men quickly realized that they were wearing hats. They must have learned somewhere that men should pray with their heads uncovered. So they quickly stopped their prayer and removed their hats. They wanted to be careful in their religious observance, then continued their prayer, ending with a hearty amen. If you are a white Christian conservative who looks like a Trump supporter, these men represented you.
In the stormy days to come, all of us who have gotten a bad rap because of the actions of a few need to let their light shine even more brightly.
Yes, Marvin, let the world know that there is a difference between a dangerous lawbreaker and us.
Friend, we're in for a potentially rough ride until all of the dust settles from the fraud perpetrated in the November election. WesternJournal.com, January 27th, posted this. Thankfully, America was built as a federal system, giving states the power to fight back, and government officials in both Texas and Montana are doing just that. On January 26th, Biden signed an executive order banning gender identity discrimination against transgender individuals, that is, allowing men who identify as women into female bathrooms, shelters, sports, and so forth. In response, the Montana House Judiciary Committee approved the Save Women's Sports Act, allowing the bill to move to the Montana House of Representatives for a vote, according to Christian News. House Bill 122 acknowledges the biological differences between men and women and notes that sports are segregated by sex to promote fair competition. The legislature finds that there are inherent differences between men and women, the bill reads. Citing various sources, the bill goes on to note the various biological differences between men and women. The representatives in support of this bill seem to grasp one basic truth that supporters of Biden's executive order don't seem to understand. You can't have both sex-based rights and gender-based rights. If a biological male can at any point claim all of the rights, privileges, and facilities granted to women solely because he feels like it, women won't have any rights of their own. The conclusion of the article is, just because Republicans lost control of the presidency, that doesn't mean all hope is lost. America is the freest nation in the entire world, and thanks to its masterfully designed systems of checks and balances, it will likely remain that way for quite some time. The creation account in Genesis 1:27 and 28a is a very familiar passage and specifies two different divisions of every living entity, male and female, each with inherent differences. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them, and God blessed them. Politicians weren't created to play God, but that seems to be the case today.
A group of prominent conservative black scholars and pastors take strong exception to the New York Times revisionist 1619 project with a history initiative of their own titled 1776. At a recent news conference at the National Press Club, Glenn Lurie, a professor of economics at Brown University, said, "I'm here for two reasons. I believe in America, and I believe in black people."
The 1619 Project is currently being used as curriculum in a growing number of schools, despite calls for corrections from historians and other professors who say it is filled with distortions and inaccuracies, including claims that Lincoln was a racist and the main reason the American Revolution was fought was to keep slavery. The 1776 website states, quote, "We seek to offer alternative perspectives that celebrate the progress America has made on delivering its promise of equality and opportunity, and highlights the resilience of its people. We do this in the spirit of 1776, the date of America's true founding," close quotes.
DePaul University philosophy professor Jason Hill critiqued the 1619 Project and said it, quote, "offers an erroneous indictment of a country that I think is the greatest, most unprecedented phenomenon that has ever existed," close quotes. Also featured in the program is political commentator and former Vanderbilt University law professor Carol Swain, who contributed an essay titled, quote, "Critical Race Theory's Destructive Impact on America," close quotes. Swain related her own experience growing up and through her undergraduate education, where she said she did not see herself as handicapped by her skin color. When she got into graduate school, however, she said it was in graduate school that she learned that she was oppressed for being poor, black, and female, and that she couldn't do any of the things she had already done. Swain went on and said, quote, "I believe the 1619 Project offers a very crippling message to our children, and I was spared from having that message brought to me. And I believe that if I had, I would have been influenced by an erroneous message." Quote, "I believe in America. I believe America is the greatest country in the world. I'm a patriot. I will do everything that I can for this nation to bring it together. And I think that we need to learn to love and respect each other," close quotes.
How unfortunate that so many of America's children are being influenced by revisionist teachers who are undergirding our very destructive cancel culture. Satan was a liar from the very beginning, and he is still at it.
It isn't just about every show you can think of today coming out of Hollywood and even being promoted in kids' cartoons across the planet. What is it? Find out when you order our special offer today by calling 1-800-652-1144 and check out our website at swrc.com. And while you're on the internet, check out our Facebook page. Thanks for being with us today. Join us again tomorrow when Pastor Larry and Billy Crone continue this series on the Watchmen on the Wall program from Southwest Radio Church.